is a CGSF Newsbreak.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Relatives of Tory candidate and activist Joe Tay taken for questioning by Hong Kong police, local media say. Relatives of conservative candidate and Hong Kong democracy activist Joe Tay were reportedly taken in for questioning by Hong Kong National Security Police, according to local media.
加国保守党候选人郑敬基亲属被港警带走问话。加拿大保守党候选人、香港民主活动人士郑敬基的亲属在5月8日被香港国安警察带走问话。
The National Security Department took both Tay's husband and the cousin's wife from their home in the Pho Tan area of Hong Kong to a police station on the morning of May 8th to assist with an investigation, according to the government-owned Radio Television Hong Kong.
据香港电台报道，郑敬基在香港的表弟及表弟媳妇于5月8日上午从家中被带到警署，协助调查郑敬基的案件。
Tay, a Canadian citizen who ran as a Tory candidate in the federal election, is one of several outspoken pro-democracy activists targeted by Hong Kong authorities.International boundaries have been issued for Tay and several other activists.
网台香港台创办人郑敬基是最近加拿大联邦大选保守党的候选人，因为替香港民主发声而成为香港政府打击的对象。他是被港府悬赏通缉的民主人士之一。
Sources say that Tay's cousin and cousin's wife were taken to the police station from their residence in Pho Tan.This morning to assist with the investigation, reads a three-paragraph news report. Is it expected that the investigation will be completed as early as noon?
香港电台的新闻稿称，消息人士说，郑敬基的表弟及表弟媳妇在当天上午被从家中带到警署以协助调查，预期调查在中午结束。
Hong Kong authorities issued a warrant and offered a Hong Kong $1 million bounty, nearly $180,000 Canadian, for Tay's arrest in December of 2024. Hong Kong officials have accused him of two offenses, incitement to secession and collusion with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security.
2024年12月，香港政府以100万港元（约18万加元）悬赏通缉郑敬基和另外五名香港社运人士。港府指控郑敬基煽动分裂及与外国势力勾结，危害国家安全。
The news comes a few days after the arrest of the father and brother of another Hong Kong democracy activist, Washington-based Anna Kwong.According to non-governmental human rights organization Hong Kong Watch, Kwok, like Tay, had a $1 million Hong Kong dollar bounty placed on her by Hong Kong authorities.
据国际人权组织香港监察披露，郑敬基在香港的亲人被带到警署之前，居住在华盛顿特区的香港民主倡议人士郭凤仪的父亲和他的弟弟也在香港被抓。郭凤仪也遭到港府悬赏通缉。
Hong Kong Watch also expressed concern about reports involving Tay's relatives. The Hong Kong government is intensifying its campaign of transnational repression, wrote the group in a May 8th social media post. Governments must act to protect diaspora activists now.
香港监察在5月8日在社交媒体上发文呼吁，香港政府在升级跨国镇压，各国政府现在必须采取行动保护社区活动人士。
Tay's situation drew national attention during Canada's election campaign after it was reported that Paul Chiang, then an incumbent Liberal candidate for the Ontario riding of Markham-Unionville, had suggested Tay, his conservative rival, be handed over to the Toronto Chinese consulate.To collect the bounty placed on him.
郑敬基的处境今年因媒体报道而引起整个加拿大社会的关注。在本次联邦大选竞选初期，万锦渔人村选举寻求连任的自由党国会议员蒋振宇 在年初对中文媒体发表的言论浮出水面，他当时称将郑静基送到中共驻多伦多总领事馆可以领取赏金。
According to Radio Canada International, Chiang dropped out of the election race just a few hours after the RCMP told CBC News that Chiang's comments about Tay were under investigation. Chiang announced on May 31st, posted to social media site X, that he was dropping out of the race because he didn't want there to be distractions during what he called a uniquely important election with so much at stake for Canadians.
据加拿大国际广播电台报道，皇家骑警告诉加拿大广播公司，他们在对蒋振宇针对郑静基的言论进行调查。几小时后，蒋振宇退出了竞选活动。蒋振宇在3月31日社交媒体上发布声明称，在这一场对加拿大人来说意义非凡、利害攸关的重要选举中，自己退选是因为不想在那里分散关注点。
Tay's case made the headlines again in late April, a few days before the federal election, when Canada's Elections Security Task Force announced it had detected a Beijing-linked transnational repression operation targeting Tay.
在本次加拿大联邦大选投票日的前几天，郑静基再次成为媒体聚焦人物。当时加拿大选举安全工作组宣布，发现与中共政权有关的针对郑静基的跨国镇压行动。
The operation involved the inauthentic and coordinated amplification of content related to Tay's arrest warrant and bounty, as well as content related to his ability to run for elected office, the security task force said. It was conducted on social media platforms widely used by Chinese language speakers in Canada, such as WeChat, TikTok, Red Note, and Douyin.
政府工作小组指出，此次行动涉及不真实且有组织地夸大与郑静基的逮捕令和赏金相关的内容，以及与他竞选议员能力相关的内容。此行动在加拿大华人广泛使用的社交媒体平台上进行，例如微信、抖音和小红书。
Tay lost to Liberal candidate Maggie Chi, a Toronto public servant, by nearly 5,000 votes in the April 28th election. No evidence has been put forward to suggest his defeat was linked to interference by the Chinese regime.
本次联邦选举结果，郑静基以近5000票之差输给自由党候选人池月。目前尚无证据表明他的失败与中共政权的干涉有关。
Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver is in need of volunteers for their friendship-based mentoring programs. Become a Big Brother or in-school mentor today. No experience is necessary and it's perfect for busy schedules. Just hang out and have fun once a week. Both guys and girls are encouraged to apply. Boost your resume and help a child. For more information, visit bigbrothersvancouver.com.
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you James Gordon, and the song is called Angel Food Cake, and it's from the album titled The Heritage Hall Session, which is released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.jamesgordon.ca. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的 Rat Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 James Gordon 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Angel Food Cake。
On the mantle, a row of fine ebony elephants, a clock that has stopped at a quarter to four. As fond as I am of this faded elegance, the air tasted bitter when I came through the door. Through the holes in the curtainSome sunlight shone through on that pale braided carpet, so weathered and worn. Speckled beams filled with dust stirred the gloom of that room. I see it different than you, 'cause this is where I was born. I see those Saturday nights when they'd roll up that rugAnd they tamarack her down on that hard pine floor. I hear this parlor piano, see them pass round a jug, but music and laughter's not heard anymore. Once love filled up this room, you could reach out and grab it, slice it up.Pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just here out of habit. If you could see them today, why your heart would just break. Dad spends his days in the barn, though it's empty and cold. Just like the look that mom always gives him when he loses his words, shows he's broken and old. Like his big patched up parka, his pain's well lived in. Now they dance around each other where they once used to waltz, trying to stay out of each other's way. He thinks that she feels getting frail is his fault.As silent as that room where those tunes used to play. I found her in the kitchen, though she don't bake much these days. The doc says her shortbread is bad for their health. She sees me and says, how do things end this way? It's in her eyes what she wants. She can't wish it for herself.Pass it round like mom's angel food cake. Now they're living on crumbs. They're just
Plex, I'll bring you a music piece by Jane Bonnet and Makik. And it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019. And by the way, Makik is composed of six female musicians and led by Jane Bonnet, is a very famous jazz icon, and she has won 5 Juno Awards and 3 Grammy nominations. 接下来呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Jane Bonnet 和 Makik 演唱的歌曲，演奏的乐曲名字叫做 Sky High。
Thank you.
Netflix is a song vocal by Pan Yue Yun, and it's called 错误的别离, which means a mistaken breakup. 接下来呢，要推荐给大家的是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《错误的别离》。Of today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by Pan Anbang and Cai Qin, and it's called 盼雨季, which means hope. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to the Chinese show and wish you a great and happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon.今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自潘安邦和蔡琴演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《盼雨季》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快、开心的周末。我们下个星期再在空中相会。
心托给飘